Blog Talk Radio.
Today's sales leaders face a difficult task: selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new 3-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's hbs.me/sales.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and getting to spend some time with you. We have a great show today, great guests, so we're not going to split the show up today. We're just going to roll and do one show. And for those of you that are in our membership, you know how to reach us. For those of you that aren't, you can email questions to radio@realityuniversal.com or go to realityuniversal.com and fill out the information to contact us. And so wherever you are in the world right now, they hope you're having a wonderful day or morning or night. And the weather seems to be good for most of us in the U.S. at this time right now. So much is going on. I don't always like to time stamp our shows because many listen to them in archives, but I just can't help to, when we see so much going on in the world right now with North Korea and Israel just actually becoming, the U.S. Embassy being in Israel, that's historic. We have so many historic things going on right now. I think there's a lot of fear out there, and really we just shouldn't have the fear. It's all going to work out. And it's a very, very exciting time. And so today we are going to not really talk about real estate, except that it all ties in, because real estate is where we live, how we live, our body, our soul. You know, we have to house our own bodies, right, not just where we put our house in. And so today I'm privileged to have Laura Bender on. She is the founder and owner of Bodies by Bender. She founded it in 1990, and she is on a mission. She understands the mind-body connection, that a healthy body, healthy mind bring peace, vitality, stamina, and more. Laura says, and quote, "I am a teacher and a facilitator. I believe that happy, emotionally intelligent people create highly successful companies. I teach corporate well-being workshops that focus on fun, emotional intelligence, skill building, and leadership training. I teach my clients how to simply live a holistic mind-body lifestyle that effortlessly involves mindful meditation, weightlifting, balance training, yoga, and aerobic exercise." That sounds like fun. Get healthy, fun, and straight all in one. So without further ado, I want to introduce Laura Bender. Hey.
Hey, Natalie. How are you today?
I am just wonderful. I am so thrilled to have you on today.
I'm so glad to be here.
We all have like minds.
Yeah.
It's you were just saying you're going to go hiking today?
Yes, I live in Montana, and my studio is on Main Street here, and I'm in Missoula, Montana, western Montana. This is called Big Sky Country, and you feel like you are just standing in the arms of God here. The sky is big, and the mountains are too, so In my job, often, my personal, my body personal training business, I spend a lot of time up in the mountains near my studio. So I'll take a client and run up a mountain or hike up a mountain. We work out up there. But it's about an hour from my studio. So it's one client, 1 hour, and that's what I do. It's
wow.
Beautiful here. And I invite you and all of your listeners to come and see this beautiful, beautiful country.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. Well, you know, tell us a little bit about what got you. You started Bodies by Bender back in 1990, which
mm-hmm.
is quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about
mm-hmm.
your history, what you were into, what got you started into this, and on your mission.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, essentially, I came to Missoula, Montana with my husband in 1982, and I came here from Portland, Oregon to get my master's degree in speech pathology. So essentially, that's what brought me here. And I became Missoula's best personal trainer. How's that sound?
Oh, wow, perfect timing.
So that's what brought us here. And back in the 80s, you know, aerobics was a big deal. And my husband was, he had an opportunity to do some student teaching in up in northern Montana. And so he was going to be leaving, and I was really lonely. You know, I was going to graduate school, but I didn't know anyone here. And I weighed about 180 pounds, and he was going to be gone. So I joined a health club. And back in that time period, you know, Jane Fonda was a big deal, and everybody wanted to do jazzercise, and I was no exception. And so that's how I started in this industry, really, is I joined a health club, and back in those days, we didn't really know what we were doing, you know, and so if you looked good in a leotard and you were nice to the boss, usually, you know, you could get a job teaching aerobics.
No.
And I needed a job while I was going to graduate school. So that's how I started. I just started teaching aerobics, and, you know, life hands us a lot of different things, and I was young, and I had a heck of a time with graduate school, and so I went back and got a teaching certification to be a certified special ed teacher, and so that's how all that went. And while I was going to school, I just kept teaching aerobics, and
wow.
I loved it, and it changed my life. And I noticed women were coming up to me and asking me questions about how to change their bodies, and I'd make suggestions. So I couldn't find a job as a special ed teacher when I graduated.
Really?
And so, yeah. And so I thought, well, there's this new thing called personal training, and I think I'm going to try to bring that to my town. And so that's how I started.
That's exciting. Is that when you were, so that's when, and then you start, you created Bodies by Bender?
Yeah, well, first, I started working with one client, and then I created Bodies by Bender, and I started going from home to home. And there were no personal trainers in my town, and there really were no personal trainers in the state of Montana at that time. And so I was bringing a new idea to my town. And, you know, one thing I learned along the way being in college was I had a job selling theater tickets for a minute. No, I wasn't there very long, but I learned how to cold call. So that's how I started out, was just I got the phone book and opened it up to the yellow pages, and I said, gosh, you know, who can afford $15 an hour? And that's what I charged in those days. So I thought, well
yeah,
I need some attorneys. And so that's how I started. I just opened the phone book and just started going down and cold calling.
Good for you.
And, yeah, so anyway, fast forward 30-some years later, and here I am. I have a studio and about 40 clients, and it's been a great journey. I realized along the way, though.
Wow.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. You're probably going to answer my question. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. I realized along the way, Natalie, that just working people out was not fulfilling for me because I wasn't really making a difference in their lives, right? I mean, I was helping people get fit, but they were still really confused and emotionally unsettled. And so that's when I learned how to teach mindfulness and yoga, and essentially it made a difference in my life, like pretty much everything along the way. If it worked for me, I would use it with my clients. And
right.
So that's where I started becoming a mind-body fitness trainer. And it's a new thing, right? There aren't very many of us in the United States, but it's a wonderful thing. It's kind of a nice, you work with the body, the mind, and the spirit. It's all one.
Oh, my gosh. You worked with Deepak Chopra, or you did some of the courses I was looking at reading up?
Yes. I have 2 certifications from the Chopra Center, and I've taught meditation at the Chopra Center. And Dr. Chopra is a brilliant, amazing person. So, yes, I've spent about, 13 years now studying with the Chopra Center. And it was wonderful because I was able to bring some really nice, healthy philosophies into my personal training business. So
he seems so calm all the time. Like, is he really always calm? He seems so calm all the time in the things I've seen before, over the years. I can't imagine being that calm all the time. That's so good.
Well, he's incredibly brilliant person, and yeah, he's very calm and centered, and he's quite a amazing mentor. And I have to say, David G, who is also at Chopra University, was one of my teachers also. And David G is an amazing meditation teacher and individual as well. So I've been really blessed in my career and in my lifetime to work with some pretty incredible teachers. When I wanted to be a personal trainer, I was successful before I was actual certified, and then I went and got certified by Dr. Kenneth Cooper, who's the father of aerobic research. And then I got as many certifications as I could from the Cooper Center, and then I studied with Deepak Chopra, who's really the father, I think, of alternative medicine and mind-body wellness. So, it's been really wonderful to be able to provide these tools to my clients and also to bring it to companies and corporations now to combine simple tips for stress reduction and work-life balance, as well as emotional intelligence training, has been fabulous.
I love it. So when you were back then, so you were finding it wasn't, when you're serving, and you definitely can tell that you're about serving and making a difference and transforming people's lives. So you found that, were you finding, because I noticed with coaching and training and teaching, the hardest part is getting people to take action, getting them to finish. People can go to a workshop and love it and be so excited, and then 2 weeks later they aren't following through anymore, right? So, and it happens, and it's about the pulling the trigger, because so many people have fears or go back into our habits, and we're creatures of habits. So to make those changes, were you finding that you were able to blend the mind with the body, and then that's where you started getting results? Is that type of kind of where your heart was leaning to get to that kind of?
Well, what I realize is that it all starts with values. It's about the individual aligning their values with their health and wellness. And so that's usually where I start, is just sitting across from the person and asking simple questions. And when you align with people's values and their deep beliefs, and you align their wellness program with that, they can't help but be successful. So it's asking, I think, the right questions and really going into the heart and getting underneath somebody's belly button, you know, what's in there. And if you can find what's inside, that special sauce, if you will, gosh, a person can't help but be successful. And I also have to say that my clients and the people that have touched my life, they have literally touched my life. I mean, each day for me is wonderful. It's like reading 10 amazing short stories every day. And
wow.
Then when I work with companies, that's even funner because I get to stand there and watch the transformation of leaders and managers and really, you know, all I do is facilitate. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Right.
I'm a facilitator, right? So,
you know,
the fun part.
It. Well, I can imagine people, you know, we live in such a get-rich-quick society, you know. I want it done now. I want everything yesterday. Let me see the results now, right? And, and you know, it sounds like the mind, body, spirit, it's changing your lifestyle, right? It's completely getting you on a path where every day you are enjoying it, right? I mean, it's got to be, I guess, give us an example of some of the, maybe just a story or two, an example of in the beginning, people you started with and a transformation or you just know it's not going to work until they really trust me as their expert and listen to me, even though this is new back then, right? Back, I mean, when you were doing it.
Sure. Well, I would say I'm going to use, I think, a current story because I didn't start seeing big results with my clients in the long term until I started teaching mind-body fitness. The body fitness, it was a Band-Aid, you know. I mean, people would look good. They look a certain way. And then that would be it, you know. They would go back to whatever they knew before. I think it's what you're saying. People go back to what they know.
Right.
When I started adding the mind, and really going deep with people, that's when I started to see real lasting results. But also I have to weigh in on this. That's when I saw lasting results in myself as well. So I think the best example is I had a man come and hire me, and he's the CEO of an engineering firm. And a wonderful guy, weighed about 250 pounds, was going through a really nasty divorce, and he was in a lot of pain. He had trouble with his knees and was going to a physical therapist, and the physical therapist wasn't making a difference for him. And he hired me, and I think by really digging in and understanding what was going on in him, we started with a little bit of just sitting and breathing and moving in a different way from what the physical therapist was using. Now, physical therapy is wonderful, and they were doing a great job, but it was emotional. And there were things coming from his back, right? So it's not always, you know, just the body. And so anyway, the long and the short, I started sneaking in mindfulness into his workout. And
love
I started
it.
Sneaking in a little yoga, sneaking in a little success coaching and moving, you know, it's like, let's do squats and let's talk about your goals for the week and how you feel inside, you know. So we just started having some good conversations. And, you know, I'm not a therapist, but I just asked him some pretty simple questions, and you know, we moved around it. We kind of tap danced around some things because you don't have to really go too deep with people. And he started getting fitter. He started running a little bit further, and he ended up going from 250 pounds to 180, running 3 miles every other day with a hurt knee to doing a marathon. He made it through his divorce and met the love of his life, got remarried.
Really?
And now he does mindfulness meditation in the morning and in the afternoon every day, and adds a little yoga and to his weightlifting and running. And he's a great success. Actually, my friend David G just wrote a book called De-Stressifying. And I mentioned in that book this story about this client, because it's really a great example of merging mindfulness and fitness into a well, healthy lifestyle, you know? So that's just the story.
I love it. Now, Kira, how long did it take from when you first started with him till these changes started happening, would you say?
3 months.
That's fast.
Now let me back up. He did not lose all that weight in 3 months. Okay, that took about 6 months. But I saw the transition in, you know, how he was feeling and how he was living his life within the first 3 months. And he was pain-free within the first month. So, you know, there's a lot to be said. There's a lot to be said for really understanding how you feel, you know, and facing what you're feeling. And we didn't go too deep into things. You know, we just did a little bit of breathing, a little bit of mindfulness. And he did all the work. He started self-regulating and really understanding how he felt. And it's wonderful because he gave himself permission, you know, to live his best life. And I have to say that this is what gets me up in the morning. It makes me happy. So
I can tell it's amazing. Now, how does everybody contact you? We'll mention a couple times. I know, our listeners that are used to us and know us know that they can go through our site and we'll give them the information. But why don't we give information now too?
Yeah, they can go to bodiesbybender.com, B-O-D-I-E-S, bybender.com, and they can contact me. I have a contact form there.
Fantastic. So bodybenders.com?
It's bodies, B-O-D-I-E-S, by, B-Y, bender, B-E-N-D-E-R.com.
Perfect.
And that's my website. And I'd be really happy to answer any questions that anyone has for me. I love any opportunity to reach out and to help people find their power and their strength, because that's joy, you know, and success. And, you know, Natalie, success is giving and receiving. And it's a flow, you know. And you talked earlier about, you know, we chase money and we work hard. And you know, it's true. It's flow, though. When you're in your flow, when you understand who you are and you feel good, you're exercising, you're meditating, you're doing mindful readings, and you're eating healthy, you can't help but be successful because you really know who you are.
True wealth isn't money. True wealth is really your health, your mind. You know, true wealth is so much more than money. You know, it's not.
I agree.
It's you know, we need money. Kind of gives you the freedom to serve and to give back and do. But it's definitely.
And
not
what
the
I
whole
love
wealth
is
vitality.
Yeah, and you know what? Why not use this amazing vehicle that the Creator has loaned us, this human body? Dance, you know, run, walk, feel your body, you know, go in, understand what's going on inside, and nurture and love yourself, you know. We're only loaned this for a short period of time. You know, we really want to take care of it.
You know, and it's never
it's
too late for people listening
mind.
That, it, right, our mind is so, and it's never too late. So if people listening say, oh, my gosh, I'm too old, you know, change, you can change and you can grow, you know, everything grows. And that's the beautiful, one of the beautiful things of life is to grow and change. It's funny, like we, it's like to keep our mission and keep our, you know, things that were excite us to be on purpose and find our own passionate, you know, the biggest thing we can do is learn about ourselves. But then to take it and simplify it and enjoy this day, like you mentioned a little bit ago, a few minutes back, how you're just having the best day every day. And it sounds like that's on an intention, like you're noticing what you're noticing, right? You're really noticing, hey, how do I feel? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And teaching that to people is just fantastic. And I guess with the mind, though, it's easy, huh?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just
gonna
going to say with
the
mind and with patterns, people, it's easy for someone to fall back into their old patterns when they start, you know, when they start to do this and to be able to get mindful enough to start seeing results, and or if they don't see results right away, knowing, hey, this is a lifestyle change. This is how I'm looking at everything, and I feel better. I'm breathing better. It resonates with me because I work hard on this, too, and think, wow, if we could have learned this years ago, right? But no, you do it now and start having peace. Yeah.
Yes. And have you ever noticed how that one thing keeps happening over and over again until you finally get it? Until you finally understand what that one thing is. And so, you know, I think noticing that for all of us, I guess I can just speak for myself. When I notice that I'm falling back into an old pattern, I give myself credit that I'm noticing, first of all, because in the past, I wouldn't have noticed at all. I mean, I want to be a human being. I don't want to be a human doing, you know. I want to be, and I really feel that for me, I'm so proud that I can actually now notice what the heck I'm doing. And I think that that's really important is when you notice, now you have a chance to make a difference. When you notice, now you can say, okay, so maybe today maybe I haven't been exercising, but, you know, I can go out and I can walk for 10 minutes. And I can look at the sky and I can thank, you know, the creator for this beautiful day. And I can, you know, maybe I don't have the healthiest diet, but I think I'm going to add a salad today or maybe I'm going to drink some more water, you know. Just simple pleasures, you know, simple changes are really helpful. It doesn't have to be a big, a big parade. It's like miracles, right? Miracles are happening all the time. It's just that we're always looking for some sort of big bang, but they're here. Every moment's a miracle.
No, God is within us too. And it's funny how they talk about God says, you know, with the dimension where, you know, to God, 1,000 days is like one day our time, or one day could be like 1,000, right? That dimensional thing that we do to ourselves, we don't need to. Miracle. It's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Gratefulness, acknowledging that we're grateful, all the good things we have seems to really help so much. I was noticing on the on one of the articles you posted on LinkedIn, it was a de-stress at your desk. Tell us how that works. Sounds like you could just de-stress in a few minutes, right? Tell us, walk us through something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is called 60 Seconds of Bliss, and it's really a wonderful way to change your stress cycle. First of all, before I start, I want to say that stress is a perception, and if you see it as being acute, it is. If you see it as not being acute, it's not. If you see it as something that's going to injure your health, it will. And we get into this pattern. This stress pattern, you know. And so the key is to interrupt that pattern. And here's a really quick pattern interruptus. So make sure you're comfortable and just simply close your eyes. And just for a moment, notice your body relaxing into the cushion. And now, take a slow breath in through your nose. Hold it. And breathe out.
Your mouth or your nose?
Your nose. Breathe in through your nose or your mouth, whatever's accessible. And out. Breathe in. And out. And in. And out. Breathing naturally, just simply notice how your body feels. Do you feel a difference?
Wow. Very relaxing.
Isn't that great? And just in that one, you know, 60 seconds potentially, I don't know, I didn't time it, you completely changed your body. You know, your blood pressure went down, your heart slowed down, your breathing slowed down, your immune system improved. You know, it's wonderful because I think we get in this fight or flight thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a really quick, and that's something you can do at your desk, right? The other thing is there's just a nice yoga. You can go to YouTube, and if you look up Laura Bender, there's a Productive Postures video there, and these are stretches you can do at your chair, at your desk. It's a little yoga at your desk, and it is a wonderful way also to de-stress at your desk is just to add a little bit of yoga, and of course, getting the heck out of your chair is helpful too. And what's wonderful
yeah,
is these
sense.
New, these new standing desks are pretty cool. But I think just leaving your space, you know, even if you're stressed out, I mean, everybody's got to get up and go to the bathroom, right? Why not get up, go to the bathroom, and do 60 seconds of bliss in the bathroom?
Exactly. Because,
I mean,
totally,
sometimes
exactly.
You don't have time.
No, it makes total sense. It's so great. You know, because I think a lot of times people are looking outside of themselves for answers, for solutions. And and we're given such a miraculous body that if we just start realizing it's a temple for us and we have to take care of it. Many, many people say, I'm pretty well working on mindfulness, is many people will say things to themselves, knocking themselves, putting themselves down, or they didn't complete it, or that they would never say to somebody else, right? And I think it's really, it all ties in to, it's
oh,
funny
yeah.
because it doesn't mean you have to have the hour to go work out, which is good to do too, but 1 minute you can. Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed something I downloaded because I didn't, it was already on my phone. I take that back on the newer phone I purchased, but is, with an Android phone, they have, and there's many apps out there, they have the Samsung Health, and there's, if you have iPhones, I mean, there's many health apps out there, and I recently started taking my blood pressure and checking my heart rate. On the Samsung Health app, it has, all in one time, you can take stress, heart rate, oxygen level, blood pressure, all at once. And I found it so interesting because you go, wait a minute, this is a little hot, and then take some deep breaths and do it again in 2 or 3 minutes, and boy, it goes down. And just have to imagine.
That's a great way to regulate your blood pressure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, you don't realize it. Mm-hmm. You don't realize, like, I've always had low blood pressure, but then it can start going to 120s or 30, which is starting to get higher than where my regular was. It's not at 150. Mm-hmm. But I was amazed to go, wow, because in real estate, I mean, we're on full speed ahead, right? And you're dealing with this and this and this constant interruptions and things. And you go, wait a minute, let me check this. Oh, my. And then take a few deep breaths and check it again, and it comes down.
Yeah.
I think it's it's that awareness is, because then you go, wait a minute, I can control this. I can control this. This isn't outside of me. How I react to the situation is outside of me, right? You know, I mean, it's up to me. And it takes work, doesn't it? Because it's easy to allow our day to stress us out just with different things happening when you're in businesses, right? And can you imagine, like, being able to mindfully control that? Because our body doesn't know if we just went and almost got, we were getting attacked, you know, and are fighting and running for our lives, or if we just had what we called a stressful situation and we let everything get out of hand, you know. It's interesting because, and our body reacts to it. I just find it so so interesting because it's, and I think a lot of people don't even think about that. They don't think, they just go through their day, oh my gosh, I'm having a bad day, oh my God. It's like, oh, wait a minute, what are you saying to yourself?
Oh, yeah, and I guarantee to all of your listeners, I mean, you all are into real estate, you know, you want to cultivate your emotional intelligence, you want to get yourself grounded so you make good decisions and you're the best that you can be. Boy, just closing your eyes and breathing is huge because you really know how you feel and you can make better decisions if you can get out of your own way. And, you know, just taking that moment to breathe and to notice, it's huge. It's huge. And you can also change your temper. You can change the decisions that you make before you walk into a meeting. Oh, my gosh. You start just taking this moment to breathe. There's a technique called SODA, S-O-D-A. Stop,
S-O-D-A.
Observe, detach, and awaken. And
wow.
It is an amazing way to walk into a stressful meeting. So if you know that you're going to walk into a meeting, okay, and you're going to, it's going to be stressful, before you go in that door, if you stop, you take a breath in, you take a breath out, you observe how you feel, and then you walk into that room, you awaken to a better version of yourself. And this really is the key to success.
Absolutely. We don't have to be able to handle ourselves and then take care of everybody else
with
makes sense. If you go into reaction, I find if you're feeling that you want to react, then stop. That's a clue that, wait a minute, stop. Don't react, because it's not usually when you're reacting,
what you're saying,
it isn't going to turn out well. Yeah.
So what you're saying, Natalie, I mean, what I'm hearing is, instead of react, reflect. So you want to be able to reflect on what's happening and how you feel before you react, right?
Right.
So you want to have a restful response instead of reactive.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Tell us how yoga is so beneficial with the stretching, the mindfulness. What is it? Do you have that makes yoga so? I mean, I've never heard anybody complain about yoga. Everybody seems to love yoga.
It's really, yoga is a really gentle and, there's many kinds of yoga, you know, but yoga is the union of the body, the mind, and the spirit. That's what yoga is. Yoga comes from the word yogi, which is a Sanskrit word. So 5,000 years ago, you would have seen two oxen kind of yoked together. And that's the merge of the body, the mind, and the spirit. And I think that's why it's such a great practice and so helpful to people, because in just a moment of yoga, you're using your body, but you're noticing how you feel. The practice in and of itself is just lends itself to going in and really paying attention. So I think that's why it's so valuable, because you're stretching and you're breathing and you're noticing how you feel, and it's a relaxing, it can be a very relaxing, loving environment, or it can be a very athletic and enlivening environment. Just depends on the yoga. But yoga is a really great practice, and it's great for decreasing your stress, because it's essentially just baked in the cake of the practice.
Wow.
So yoga's good. I think that adding a daily yoga practice is really a smart thing to do. Because, you know, not everybody, you know, has the chance necessarily to slow down. But if you can do 5 minutes of yoga, you know, you'll feel a lot better. And it'll slow you down also a little bit. So I love teaching yoga.
Yeah,
no, you don't need an hour. You don't need an hour really to do anything with your body. You know, it's smarter if you don't have time to disperse these things throughout your day. You know, if you can get 5 minutes in, do 5 minutes. If you can get a half an hour in, do a half an hour. If you can make your yoga class, great, make your yoga class. If you can't, you know there's an app for that.
They have an app for yoga, everything. I love it. You know, that balance in the morning and balance at night really seems to, I've been doing it for a while as far as taking that time, you know, and it's makes such a difference.
Well, and you know, it's kind of funny too because I do yoga on my kitchen floor before I go to bed because I have like a little it's one of those, you know, it's you heat up the flax seeds type of thing. It's one of those it's a bag of flax seeds that I put on my neck or across my belly when I sleep.
Tell us about how that works. Do you heat it up in the microwave? What do you do?
It's like a little pillow that's full of flax seeds, or it has, some people have rice bags, but I like to heat it up in my microwave. And I sleep with it across my stomach because it feels good. And so, and it helps me sleep really well. And so at night, my husband comes in, I'm laying on the kitchen floor doing my yoga stretches while I've got the microwave going.
I love it. But, you know, I'd never heard of flax seeds in a pillow or rice bags. It's great.
Yeah, and you can find them, you know, much anywhere. You can go to Target and get one. But and then in the morning, you know, when I get out of bed, here's a really good RX. It's a really great thing to do every morning. The minute you get out of bed in the morning, just take some nice, really deep breaths, you know, and do a few gentle stretches, a few yoga stretches. And you'll feel so much better. It's a great way to start your day. And also, you know, before you have your morning coffee, to have a glass of warm water really helps your digestion. And so
warm water, not room temperature, huh?
No, warm water. Yep, warm water, because that's the temperature of your gut. You've got, your body is warm, and it'll really help your gut health to have that, to drink that glass of water. I also am a really big fan of dry brushing. And dry brushing is, these are techniques from India, by the way. And dry brushing is, you get a brush, you know, like you would use to scrub your back. You got to take the long thing off of it. So you just have the brush part. And you want to brush, dry brush your body. And it increases your circulation. Yes.
So
and you
like
want
a loofah,
to do that
like
first.
a loofah sponge or something you just take and dry brush. But really, wow.
Yeah, it's great for your circulation. And you want to do that, you know, before you take your shower in the morning. And I'll tell you, you'll feel like $1 million. It's great for your health.
Oh, I love it.
But
just listen.
But
the,
definitely.
Oh, I love it. I'm loving it because I do the morning and night. I'm forcing myself to do, and I'm loving life a lot better, you know, working on this mindfulness myself and in a different, and this is just such good information. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What
and
did you tell
so,
us?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I didn't interrupt you. I'm thinking and talking at the same time. It's a bad thing I do. No.
Oh.
I mean, a different, well, I don't mean yeah. it. I'm thinking ahead of myself and talking is what I should say. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
see, we can all
you know,
we all
I
have
think...
things to learn and work on every day. So, But,
Oh, yeah. And I think it's, you know, how you start your day, and you and I have had this conversation. I like to start my day, and I get all my clients doing this. If the first thing in the morning when you get out of bed, you say, what am I grateful for, right? That's your theme song for the day, okay? And it's like your little prayer going into the day, is to go through your day remembering what you're grateful for. Because I think we get lost in the muck. And I think we forget, you know, I'm grateful just for my cup of coffee in the morning a lot of the time. Because, gosh, that sure tastes good, right? So, and then it gives me something to look forward to in my day, too. What do I have to look forward to today? And even in our darkest hour, if we can say, what am I grateful for? You know, maybe you can think of the people that you love, the people have touched your life, the people have helped you be the amazing woman that you are. I mean, this is just a really great way also to start your day. So there's the mind.
Wow.
And then there's the body, right, with having, do a little yoga stretch, do a little dry brushing, drink that glass of warm water before you have breakfast for digestion. And now the spirit, and the spirit is what drives the bus, isn't it? It's what makes us successful as human beings. And so it's pretty simple. Yeah.
First thing I do is pray. As soon as I get up, I pray down on my. I talk to God and pray all the time. I mean, but I did. That's one of the. You know, we have our rituals of things we do, and that sounds so awesome. I'm going to get that. We can get the pillow flax seeds at Tarte Walmart. Really? What is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? Yeah, you buy it and then you put the flax seeds in it. You buy the certain pillow that
usually comes with flax seeds. I mean, you can or a rice bag. You just ask if they have rice bags. They're usually back. You know, you can find them at a health food store too, I'm sure.
Wow.
But you know, one thing I want to say is that. That's, I think, also the power of yoga. Now you're bringing this up, is yoga is a moving prayer, right? So, so you're moving, and I think this is also an important thing to bring to yoga. Is, you know, there's no separation. You know, God is everywhere. God is impossible to avoid. Why not, you know, add a prayer to your yoga, right? I mean.
Yeah.
That nothing's written in stone because it is a moving prayer. And this idea of, you know, praying first thing in the morning, it's like you take that with you all day. You take that blessing. And, you know, we're just, I think it brings a thought of, you know, being grateful.
Wow.
And it's, yeah.
It's
so I think if we bring a little bit of gratefulness into our lives, no matter what we're doing, right?
Absolutely.
And kindness and love, we can't help but be successful. It's,
you
it's
know,
another,
like
it's a God thing.
Out there.
Right?
I would like to throw this out there because I just said all our listeners are listening now or later, many download. Why not try a 7-day experiment about gratitude?
Mm-hmm.
And even write down in the morning or at night and just think about what you're grateful for the minute you wake up, like you just said. And then and try for 7 days to say, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for this. Because we have so many things we're not noticing. And see how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. And you know what? It gets back to what we were talking about before, that miracle thing. It doesn't have to be a big bell and whistle thing, you know. It can be something very small. It's the small things, really, that make the biggest difference. It's like, you know, just making, walking 5 minutes, right? You feel so much better.
Yeah.
Leaving your desk, you know, and get out of the building. Even if you don't have time, walk around the building, go back in. You know, you'll feel better. So sometimes changing atmosphere, looking for what I'm grateful for, right? Because what's interesting about finding gratitude is that pretty soon you're living in gratitude all day, every day, right? So,
you know,
it's a good thing.
Yeah, they kind of bring it to you. When you think about it, when people buy a car, all of a sudden they see that car everywhere because they're, you know, that they hadn't seen before. And it's a fact, you know, what we start visualizing will bring to us. And it is, when you think about it, we can get up and we have our health, or we can, you know, everybody has different things, but, you know, our families, our food, we can walk, we can talk. I mean, I'm saying most people, you know, can. I can't speak for everybody in what they have and don't have, but there's so many things to be grateful for that we just bypass and go about our day, right? And you look outside and it's just, yeah, I'd love to try that 7-day experiment just to see how it feels.
That's a great idea.
Notice what you're noticing, you know. You're amazing.
Yeah,
you incorporate all of this, and I can imagine, it's just fantastic.
It's fun. It's so much fun. You know, this life, it's a lot of fun, and it's really important to have fun, to smile, to enjoy life, to bring some joy. And I think that's also missing these days. We all get so darn serious about everything, you know. And I think it's good to just look, you know, have some joy. And my job is
absolutely
fun. And you know, I think what I like about this time period in my job, because I've seen quite a few, you know, in the fitness industry, it's evolved a lot. But what I love about this time period is that I get to bring this to companies. I mean, I get to bring this fitness and this emotional intelligence, and because really emotionally intelligent people don't have a lot of stress. I mean, they're really paying attention. And so it's fun to bring all these tools together to help even more people. And that's what I love. I love to be able to touch more people with this idea of, you know, mind-body fitness, and bringing that then to companies and cultivating emotional intelligence also, because it's all the same. I mean, these aren't separate things. So it's fun.
I love it. Yeah, we'll have to do – I'd love to do a workshop with you with agents. I'll do a webinar.
I would love
that.
You
know, get this out to more and more people, and it's just exciting.
Well,
really exciting.
Well, you know what? I think that would be fun going forward, and I will give definitely. I'll do some webinars with you guys. I think it'd be a lot of fun, and I'd love to get feedback from the people that, you know, hear the webinar and see what the changes are, if they notice changes, or if they were able to cultivate more success, you know, in their personal lives and in their, you know, their professional lives. Because, again, it's not separate. It's all one. You know, I find that we become successful in our professional lives, we forget about our private life, right? But if you can bring them both together and find a place of joy in both, wow, that's true success right there. And, you know, the body and the mind together, gosh, when you've got that connection and you're feeling good and you're healthy and you're making really good decisions and choices, oh, my gosh, that's where it's at, isn't it?
Totally, and our body heals itself too, right? If we're making those good decisions, amazing.
Well, and the mind drives the bus, right? So your mind is really what's going to help your body heal, because it's all one
amazing
thing. They're not separate creatures.
No, isn't it
unhealthy,
amazing how our spirit is all
body
in all? It's just. It was all, we were designed in amazing ways, and then we mess it up ourselves when we're messing up, you know. We don't need to do that anymore. That's fantastic.
No.
And it's funny, they say, you know, we can change ourselves, and you teach people and change ourselves, and other people notice it, and it's wonderful. I love the mission you're on.
Well, and I really have enjoyed having this conversation with you, Natalie. You are an incredible, incredible woman, and just a great leader. And it's been really wonderful for me to be able to sit down and talk with you.
It's been an honor to have you on too. And I want to
thank you.
Moving forward, we want to, because this is just wow. We've got to see your mountains out there too. You know, we're down in the middle. It's just God's country is just all around us, isn't it? No matter where you are in the world,
oh, yeah.
You look at that. You know, and I can see squirrels outside now, and it's like, you know, how they chase and they play and they're having fun, and we all could learn a lot by being lighter, you know, lighter, and all of this, everything
yeah.
you're talking about, this kind of lightens the load,
so
right, and lets us use tools, huh?
There's a good 7-day challenge. Play every day, you know, even if it means, you know, coloring in a coloring book. Go play.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, no, that sounds great. Oh, my gosh. You just look at that. It sounds good to be like, I read something. A friend, Bob Berg, he's written a few books, and The Go-Giver, it was another book he wrote, and they had a whole section where in a corporation they were actually getting the adults to play and color and do all that.
Yeah.
Good psychology to it, too, you know. We can be kids at any age, and I love that. It's just really, but you look at nature and look at how they, I mean, it's just so much to teach us, and we can always learn. I love it.
And, you know, a really good way to start this, too, is to pay it forward, right? So if you're
yeah.
at Starbucks, give them 50 cents for the guy behind you, you know? I mean, it starts bringing this happy factor into your day and into life, you know? It makes people happy, you know? I'll pay a buck for the guy behind me. I did that at my Starbucks here in Missoula, and you know this went on all day? I paid it
really?
Forward for
oh,
the person
good for you.
Behind me. Yeah. Yeah, and they paid it forward for the person behind them, and it was funny. I checked back in at the end of the day, and I said, "How did that go?" And she's like, the barista is like, you know, people pay it forward all day long, and you started that.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, you know, that's a great thing, isn't it?
Wonderful.
So let
it's
your
wonderful.
Light shine, everybody.
So let your light shine. Don't worry about what people think so much, you know. Just go do it. Just do it. But it's funny. We're given such a gift to be, you know, all the powers within. God gives it to us and what we can do. And it's just so wonderful. It's just so filling, so filling. And I'm looking forward to it. We are almost at the end, so I want to thank you. I want to give your information one more time because some people fast forward, listen, you know, at their own convenience. So.
Okay. You can contact me at Bodies, BODIES, BY, Bender, BENDER, .com, COM, BodiesByBender.com.
This has been great.
And so I'm excited to hear from all of you, and I absolutely love visiting with you, Natalie. You are
me too.
Incredible.
I'd love to do a webinar with you, too.
I would,
no,
too.
I would like that. I would love to. I always say it's God, not me. You know, it really is when we're passionate on a mission, and you are, too. You know, you can tell when people really are caring versus just in it for something else, and it makes such a difference. I think it just makes a difference.
Oh, yeah, it's a God thing, right?
Yeah.
It's all
and
a God thing.
The world's getting better. It's all good. I love being able to connect like this, how we can connect virtually all over the world so much easier now than we could before. So.
Me too. Great.
And we'll have to get you back really soon, Sarah. And thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful hike today. And I look forward to talking to you soon and getting on there and to everybody
out there. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weather. Bye.
I will. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.
Advancements in technology, shifting markets, and the gig economy are changing the nature of work. With this in mind, Harvard Business School Executive Education is launching a new program on managing the future of work. Based on the latest research into the forces reshaping workforce demographics, this program is designed to help employers remain competitive by thinking strategically about today's evolving business landscape. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/future. That's